It's a joy and a blessing to celebrate the Eucharist with you this morning. As was announced, I'm Father Don Haying. I'm a priest of the Archdiocese. Was appointed in May to be the new auxiliary bishop here for the Archdiocese, and I'll be ordained here on July 20th. So I ask for your prayers for that. Certainly something completely unexpected in my life. God has a great sense of humor, I think. So he takes us in places that we never anticipated. 2 weeks ago, I was blessed to go to the Bishop's Conference meeting in Seattle. And I went up to the table to register, and the lady behind the table looked at me and said, "I don't know who you are, number one, and number two, you look way too young to belong here," because most bishops are in their 60s and 70s. I'm 47. So it's a blessing and honor to serve in an even deeper way the wonderful people here in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. I think it would be an understatement to put forward the idea that we live in an anxious age. Wherever we go, wherever we talk with people, don't you feel this tremendous sense of dis-ease? It seems like every institution in our culture is in a state of crisis. Whether it's the global economy, whether it's our government, whether it's education, whether it's the church, whether it's the family, whether it's society, it feels like everything in some sense is coming undone. And that creates this tremendous anxiety, this tremendous stress in us, even a fear in us. Because what we clung to for security seems to be crumbling before us, and we wonder, what does the future hold for us as a city, as a nation, as a world? Everything seems to be changing and shifting under our feet. How significant it is then that we hear in this morning's gospel Jesus' proclamation of meekness and humility. That Jesus' greatest desire is that we come to his heart and lay within his heart all of our fears, all of our anxieties, all of our questions, and even all of our sins. That at the center of the universe is this flaming heart that is burning with compassion for us. As Christians, we are convicted then that at the very center of God is compassion. That Jesus came to earth on a mission of love, to rescue us from our own sin and from the power of death, and to raise us up to live forever. So when you think about it, everything that Jesus did, he did for the sake of someone else. When that someone else was a hungry crowd, he fed them. When that someone else was the paralyzed man, he healed him. When that someone else was a sinner, he forgave them. When that someone else was the little children that wanted to come to him, he held them and he blessed them. And finally, when the other was the whole human race locked in sin and death, he died for us. He laid himself down on the cross and died for us. And so if you ever feel anxious or afraid, or if you ever wonder, does God really love me? Does God really care? Do I matter? Contemplate a crucifix. Because in the crucifix, we see Jesus with his head bent to kiss us, his arms open to embrace us, and his feet nailed fast to pardon our sins. So we can never pass a cross or a crucifix with indifference, because there we see God's compassion, God's heart, God's love put on full display for us. That means that God's love for us is perfect, that God's love for us is merciful and compassionate. And maybe that's why our brother got up after the second reading and started quoting 1 Corinthians. Love is not jealous. Love is kind. Love is forbearing. Love is patient. Perhaps God wanted us to hear that word this morning as well as what we heard proclaimed from the pulpit today. One of my favorite spiritual books is called Abandonment to Divine Providence. It's by a French Jesuit, I think in the 1600s. Jean-Pierre Caussade. And the whole point of the book is that everything that happens in our life, God either wills or he at least allows to happen. And if he wills or allows it, then it must mean that it's the very best thing that could happen. That somehow everything that happens to us, everything that befalls us, is part of God's loving plan of providence, and it will bring about the greatest good. Especially those things that we find difficult. Especially those crosses, those dark nights of the soul, those moments of suffering that we wish would go away. That if we have the vision to embrace that, the faith to accept it, that God can do wonders, especially with the difficult things. And that if we could live that way, to truly believe that everything that happens to us, somehow God allows for our greatest good and the good of everyone else, if we could live that way, we would be at peace, wouldn't we? Because it means that nothing will happen to us that God will not bring good out of. Nothing will befall us that will keep Jesus from holding us in his heart. And so we pray for that grace to look at our life as this unfolding mystery of God's mercy. That everything that happens to us, especially the hard things, somehow are for the glory of God and the salvation of the world and the good of our own soul. So Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and labor and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest." Whenever I pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, whenever I'm blessed to celebrate the Eucharist, whenever I go to confession, whenever I grab my rosary in moments of fear or anxiety, whenever I can talk to a friend who loves me, whenever I can see the glory of the sunset, whenever I see the beauty of a child, all of those experiences are Jesus inviting me to rest in his heart. And so we come to this Eucharist. And in this Eucharist, God gives himself completely to us. And he invites us to give ourselves completely to him. And so we pray for the grace to surrender our lives to that merciful, compassionate, loving heart of Christ that is on fire with love for us. It's that mystery, it's that magnetic power that drew us to come here this morning and to celebrate this Eucharist. As we celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow, we pray for our country. We pray for our world. That in the world of politics and economics, in the world of culture and family, in the world of work and play and school and study, in all of that, we may open our hearts to Christ and find that peace, find that meaning, find that rest that our hearts ardently seek. It's the only place that ultimately gives us peace. We pray that that peace may come upon us in a deeper way as we give ourselves to that sacred, fiery, flaming, compassionate, merciful heart of Jesus Christ.